Hey, welcome to day 21 in this devotional series. And I'm out here in the woods right by the river to share some really incredible Bible with you today. I want to be really clear, I am not a Bible scholar. I'm just a guy who has done some really incredible things in business, but has used the Bible as a framework. It wasn't always that way. I was not someone who actually thought Bibles were the Word of God. I actually thought they were for people who didn't have it together and they were weak. And when God came to me, it was when I was in a place in my business when things were going really, really well. There was something missing. There was a lot of purpose missing in my life. And actually, after learning tons of things about business, realized that a lot of the lessons I was learning in business actually had their foundation in Scripture, and just with the word Bible, God, Jesus, removed from it. So I'm excited to share with you today, because I hope that as you look at this, and maybe you're somewhere on your walk right now where you're not sure, maybe you're 100% sure, but if you've ever been in that place where you question what you know, let this be something that gives you some framework. So this comes today from Isaiah 41:10. It says, "So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." And so I tell you that I didn't grow up with church or Bible or this background. In fact, I probably grew up with more examples of people of what not to do inside the church than what to do. But here's what I found out is, as I learned more business, and like I said, I have found so many opportunities to merge the Bible into my business and my business into what I've learned in the Bible. And here's what I've learned is that no matter how hard I try, God will always be the right hand of what I lean to in business. The Bible is actually a part of what I do inside my business every single day, from using scriptures and verses, and he's with me all the time. In fact, in a recent example in my life, God was with me and standing right next to me where I had to go through a really nasty partnership split. And that exact same day that my partner finally agreed to all the terms that we wanted to and everything was in place, God actually showed up in my life in a really incredible way. And the way he showed up in my life in an incredible way was the exact same time that my current partner, we finally settled everything. Later that day, in a total happenstance, I went to a place I would never go, in an area I would never normally visit, and guess who was there? A business partner from years and years ago, in fact, 16 years ago. It was the last business partner that I had ever separated from and done some really incredible work with, but we'd been on the outs. We hadn't talked in over 16 years. On the exact same day I was leaving one business partner, I saw my old business partner who I hadn't talked to in over 16 years. And I felt like God was saying to me, as I made peace with him and had a quick conversation, that God was saying, it's going to be okay. Business is gonna be okay, life will be all right. And he spoke to me, not in like a big giant booming voice from the heavens, but in his own way to be able to say, what you just went through was for the right purpose, for the right reason, and see, even this old business partner you worked with 16 years ago is doing well, so too will this be. And when you look at what Isaiah says here, do not fear, for I am with you, I think no matter how hard you try to move away from God, and even if you're trying to not be with God, God is still with you. He is literally upholding you with my righteous right hand. See, he's with you all the time, whether you choose to be away or you choose to be close, he's there. And when you choose to be close, things like that happen to you more often than you might think. So I don't know how God speaks to you, but that's how he speaks to me, and his examples and things that you can only explain as being the right hand of God impacting in your life. I hope this helps you. I hope this encourages you on your journey, and whether you're far from God or you're close to him, I hope this makes your day a little bit better. Have a good one.